Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another teenager killed by gunfire in New York City, with cops now looking to question a 14-year-old. This happened in Morrisania, the Bronx. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us live.
Yeah, 12 hours later, this is actually still an active scene here. Police have told us that they've spoken with the family of the boy they're looking for in connection with this shooting. The fight breaking out in an alley right next to the Bronx Latin School here on Home Street. A cop saying that 14-year-old fired off three shots, one of them striking 16-year-old Yvette Jeffrey in the head. And she was riding a scooter nearby, had nothing to do with the fight. Again, she went down into the sidewalk and did not survive. Students and parents are in shock, like Linda.
My son was in a schoolyard playing when it happened. So, like, you know, he's traumatized. He's upstairs crying. So it's not, the school's supposed to be a safe zone for these kids. And it's not even a safe zone no more.
Now, coming to the scene right away, the mayor, also the police commissioner, and Bronx DA Darcell Clark as well.
Kids need to know that they should be kids. They should be picking up books and not guns. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure we get that message out there. But if you choose to pick up a gun and you do something, you will be held accountable.
So we will keep you updated as to when police have fined the teen suspect. And as for the mayor, he also says that police will patrol this school. Extra patrols will be brought in. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Morrisania.
If you're going to the Shakira concert in New Jersey this week, you'd better have a ride. New Jersey Transit has canceled both train and bus service to MetLife Stadium ahead of a possible strike by members of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers. Those very contentious contract talks are now in mediation, with union head Tom Haas telling reporters Monday.
We know that they have been wrong by refusing to negotiate in good faith with the locomotive engineers. Instead, adopting a take-it-or-leave-it approach.
The main sticking point has been pay raises, with the two sides disagreeing over what they both say was promised months ago. NJT CEO Chris Kaluri.
I'm worried about his health. I'm worried about his mental health. And I'll tell you why. Do you not remember that you met me? That you shook my hand? That you made a deal?
Yeah, he's talking about Tom Haas. Talks broke down last Friday. If there's a strike, it would start this Friday. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy bringing leaders from all the major airlines that operate out of Newark Airport to the table in D.C. tomorrow. This is to talk about the plan to fix the air traffic control and equipment issues that have made for a mess there. He also announced that they're already starting to replace outdated tech with a new software update that should prevent another radar outage. And he says stronger fiber lines are days away from going online.
The goal is to add three new telecommunication connections between New York and Philadelphia. This will provide more high speed, reliability, and redundancy. So if one goes down, we are assured that the others will stand up.
It comes as United, of which Newark is its hub, is out with a video from Captain Miles Morgan of the airline's flight training center with this message to passengers.
It is absolutely safe to fly.
Well, the conference with airline execs is expected to last several days and will determine the number of flights going in and out of Newark for the rest of the summer. Day two at the Sean Diddy Combs trial could see his ex on the stand. Their relationship was front and center on day one, as the prosecution got right to it.
Jurors watched as prosecutors played the violent video. Sean Diddy Combs dragging and kicking Cassie Ventura in a hotel lobby in L.A. in 2016. This played as a security guard at the hotel testified that Diddy offered him a stack of cash to take care of the situation, but he declined. Daniel Phillip then took the stand. He was paid up to $7,000 for sex sessions with Ventura as Diddy watched and directed, telling them what positions to take or ordering them to use more baby oil. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
One more game, and the Knicks could be headed to their first Eastern Conference Finals in a quarter century.
Well, after getting blasted in Game 3, the Knicks bounced back with a huge second half in Game 4 to beat the Celtics 121-113 for a commanding 3-1 series lead in the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Mr. Clutch and Mr. Big Shot, Jalen Brunson, scored 39 and talks about the importance of what could be a defining victory.
It means a lot. It was a big game for us. It's the way that we responded. It's what I'm most proud of. Sticking together and just making sure we're not quitting.
Well, there was no quit whatsoever as they stormed back from 14 down. Worst news for the Celtics, they lost Jason Tatum to a leg injury late in the fourth. New York can wrap things up with a Game 5 win in Boston tomorrow night. Jerry Recco, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
Move over, Hollywood. Here comes New Jersey. Governor Murphy will be on hand today for the groundbreaking ceremony at what will be the new Netflix studios on the grounds of the historic Fort Monmouth military base. This is a more than $900 million project on a 289-acre site. It will include 12 state-of-the-art sound stages. The project's expected to create as many as 3,500 construction jobs, and once complete, employ some 1,400 people. A biker's paradise. That's what the MTA is calling a new route to the RFK Bridge. Chairman Jan Oliber.
Beautiful new and ADA accessible bike and pedestrian path that leads to the RFK Bridge, what I still call the Triborough. It's now fully open to New Yorkers along with additional paths.
The design is similar to the paths completed last year on the Cross Bay and Henry Hudson bridges, as well as on the Bronx span of the RFK. A lot of animal abuse reports coming out of our area as of late. Now a move in Nassau County to up the punishment for these crimes.
With little Juju, the English bulldog who was abused not far away, Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly says it's ridiculous that people arrested for hurting animals are not by law allowed to be held on bail.
A man was accused of starving a dog and then eventually setting that little dog on fire and killing it. He walked right out of the courtroom.
She is pushing for a change in the law.
It's torturing and killing of these innocent, helpless little animals.
Juju and two other dogs who were abused are all up for adoption here at the Town of Hempstead Animal Shelter. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Wantagh, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.